under a rock?
You already know what it is, man. It's Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Reed. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe? Bro, 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 bro.
Yo, what's good? What's good? What?
And Anomalie, what it do, baby? How you doing?
Hey, everybody. Glad to be back.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Larry Porter for the DMV division. What's good, John?
Hello, 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 everybody. Hello.
Gonna be a fire one.
Gonna be a fire one. And we got a special guest today. Andrea, how you doing, baby?
Hey, boo.
Woo-wee. All right, it's already gonna be good. Got me feeling extra special, extra special. How are you today, Andrea?
I'm good. I'm actually good. Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. And for the Wave Nation family, for those who don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Andrea. Actually, Andrea the Dream. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I mean, what can I say? I'm your cover girl for the country. That's it. In a nutshell. I've done print. Runaway, got a couple of businesses. I started from the bottom, worked my way to the top, and it's no ceiling for me.
Okay. Where are you from?
From North Carolina.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, baby, going to raid.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. So from the whole, you from the whole state?
Huh?
You from the whole state? Like, where? What city?
Greensboro.
Greensboro, okay. Okay.
No doubt. That cornbread fan.
Amen. Baby, what you saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
No doubt. Can somebody look her up real quick?
I'm here to drink on Facebook and Instagram. That's what I am. That's who I am. All right.
Okay.
I'm about to look at her right now. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to look at her right now.
And she is definitely thick. Don't play.
Oh,
shit. Thicker than a bowl of grits. God damn.
I'm fucking crazy. What do I say?
But you know, that's a good thing when other females get compliments like that. So you know, like, oh, she said it. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So it got to be true.
Yes.
That's right. Keep the
love.
Oh, god damn.
Right, I just followed you. You got out 2 hours to follow back.
Bingo. Whoa. Whoa. Shit. All right.
Oh, and Jack, no, nothing. Just straight eating.
Just straight eating? That's all you? That's all the body? Just all your
and
body?
Genetics. Actually, yes, you know.
Yes, yes. Ever since I known her, she's so had that shape. But hold on, wait. The booty's gotten bigger.
God,
the waist has gotten smaller, and the booty's gotten bigger. I'm just saying.
Bigger. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't go to nothing.
Nah, I'm scared of that shit. Nah, I had two kids.
No doubt. I like that shit when women, you know what I'm saying, can expressly be like, I'm a woman. I had kids. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be wrong. It's nothing wrong with maintenance of your body. I don't know nobody that does that. It just wasn't for me. I just used what God gave me and I made it work.
She said, I made it work. The dreams. Andre, dream. I don't want to wake up.
You don't have to.
I ain't got to.
You did, hey.
No doubt. So in your journey in your life, what can you say? Like where you are now? Can you say you're a businesswoman too? You own businesses?
I do. I can say I'm a businesswoman. I do have a shoe line. It's called Celebrity by Dream, and I do have an eyelash line. It's called Runaway Season Lashes. I do makeup. Being a model, you have to kind of be kind of versatile.
Yeah.
So doing a lot of fashion shows, you got to learn how to do your own makeup. I'm just like that girl that if I pick up something, I'm going to make money off of it. Oh, so therefore, yes. I learned how to do makeup, do lashes, and I took it from there.
No doubt.
Same thing with the shoes. My style is basically my brand. So I'm
walking. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Anybody looked on brands up yet?
Well, I have a couple pair of her shoes.
Oh,
and I love
you.
Those.
Word?
Yeah, of course.
Right. You have friends. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's good.
That's love, though.
So it's strictly for you know, it's like females, it's like heels or something, like.
Yeah.
I do females, drag queens, transgender, whatever. If you need a heel, I got it.
Oh, these are heels.
Oh yes, it's stilettos.
Hey, it's stilettos. So back in the day, I used to be a dancer. So my name was Shaden. So I used to.
What was the name?
It was okay. Shaden. Okay. I had a face like an angel, but attitude like the devil.
Oh,
is what it is.
You said your name.
So I took you there. Shaden.
Shaden. Like the she's.
So respectful of my name. Shaden. So I used to wear these heels, crazy shoes. Because I was mad for it.
Come
so
to the stage. Think that the motherfucker straightened.
What?
Shaking like no one's business. Straightened.
Damn right.
Going crazy.
Is there any video footage out there? Anybody look it up.
On it now.
start the search.
search commencing. Fantastic. So when you was dancing, how did you get in the mind state to make the decision to know that's what you wanted to do?
Shit, like real talk, my family was struggling. I did what I had to do. Basically, that was it. I put my family on. They was on, and I just kept doing it. Like entertaining.
Yeah, that's respect, like, because I thought you were gonna give us that. I was just trying to go to school, and I was just trying to. I wanted to become a lawyer.
That's a lawyer, bro.
I got education. Graduated from ANC. I got education. It's just that I like the entertainment. When I walked on that stage, I command attention. So I liked it, you know. And see? I took it to the next level did contests and stuff like that. But
that's real.
I'm gonna get school regardless. I gotta do dance.
Right.
See, that respect that because
that's that hustler spirit.
Yeah, you know,
exactly.
Shit, I do what I gotta do. Like, yo, I picked up drugs because I needed to sell it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
bro, no, you gotta sell candy bars, bro. You gotta sell candy bars.
Yeah, you know, anything they can sell.
The way, okay?
That's fire, though. That's fire. So, you ever got to a point when other girls was making more money than you?
Huh?
When you was dancing, was there any other girls making more money than you?
When I first started out, yeah. But everybody's in their own lane. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock nobody's hustle. My hustle is my hustle. You know what I'm saying? You got dudes that like the skinny chicks. They go make the money. You got the dudes that like the big titty chicks. They go make the money. You got the dudes that like the money for everybody. So can I say, no, I can't say that, because back in the day, you could ask your girl, we had a thing called a dream team, and we set it down.
Yes, we did.
We set it down. So did a bitch make more money than us? I don't know, because our pockets were fat. It was what, 5 cents of a thing? And nothing about the
Now, as a guy that knows about a lot of scooper things, you know, I don't like the dinos. But now, a lot of times, now let me ask you this question. Did you do private parties or
we did private parties. We did shows. We did an HBO special. What was that? Mm-hmm. I think it was Lil Sex 26 or something. So, yeah, we did.
Ooh.
We did.
Okay. Now you always stayed at Greensboro, or you moved around with it? Or just
no, we went to Honest, we went to Charlotte, we went to Atlanta, we went to Florida, we traveled.
Because yeah, you're the dream team. That's now a lot of times, that's when I know a lot of female companions like that, the stripper groups, that's what they do. They get a group and they go to different places for one, like a big night, and get the money and go, you know. So they be doing a lot of things like that. And yeah, so
you gotta
tell
go
me
where the money is.
Yeah. Tell me about the celebrities.
Yeah.
We were a celebrity.
Yeah, tell me what celebrities was trying to touch on that shaking.
It's not like it was back then. Back then, like, I think Outkast, 50 Cent, those cats, like, coming up, they came to the club, we danced that song, they laid us with bread. It wasn't really none of that shit that they got going on here. They just show mad respect. Hey, yo, show them trying to come up, dance on my song. And we did that. I mean, we did what we did.
Yeah.
We were more about making our money, not helping them make more money.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh. Right, so you was a part of the dream team, Anomaly.
For a short moment, I didn't do as much stuff as she did, but yeah, for a little bit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you caught that weed, right? I was gonna let it slide.
Right.
But see, now she already brought it up. It's not like, I mean, y'all kind of glanced over it and didn't hear it when she was like, she was there, she was with me. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all let that slide, so you know.
Oh, well, I did.
We talk about things here, so let's talk about things.
Okay, tell us about it, Anomaly. How was it? What was it?
Was it playing safe?
Yes, it was playing safe. I always play safe. And by the way, when we did parties at home, sex was not on the table for me.
Sex was not on the table?
No.
Huh.
The now, dream, I know money. I know money was thrown.
Yeah, it was.
Excellent.
Tingo.
All right.
You say it wasn't. She said it was on the table.
Okay. Let me.
It wasn't public.
Let me break it down to you real quick.
Talk
okay.
To
yes,
we're
please.
We're talking about back in our era. Okay, back in our era. Where, let me tell you something. Chick told me back in the day, I can make money off your pudding without you getting.
Mm-hmm.
Some deep shit. I mean, how you gonna make money off of me? The next nigga, and I ain't even that naked. It's a gift. Understand that. So back in the day, you didn't have to limit yourself. If I'm making $6,000 for my fucking, what the fuck I'm talking for? Okay?
Exactly.
You can fuck I'm talking for. But then you do got them bitches back in the day. They was making bread. I know a chick right now. Her name is Sheba. She put her son.
This claim. Hold on.
All right, hold on,
sweetheart. We're going to do a disclaimer. Limited time offer. No purchase necessary. Offer valid in participating locations. Void or prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this soundboard. Subject to change without notice. Side effects include dry mouth, occasional pigs snort or two, sore stomach, teary eyes, achy jaws, and whatever tingles while laughing hard. All
right, baby. You can go ahead.
At the end of the day, we didn't have to. I mean, if we did, but we didn't have to. We didn't have to. If I'm making $6,000 on a fucking Sunday night, I don't need to sell anything. I'm selling you a dream. I'm going to sell you a dream. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to sit here and listen to you talk about your wife, how she not got it, how she say your dick is little, and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know what, boo, go to say that little da-da-da-da. And I'm going to get that cash. You're going to go home happy, get the shit out your wife, on to the next.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what happened, too. A lot of times with the stripper culture, a lot of them, you had the new ones that came in that used sex, that took away the entertainment, that took away that imagination. Like, dang, I probably can have, but you know what I'm saying? Like, let me.
Dang.
And that's what all it was, that tease. That okay, she could keep teasing me. I hope I could get it. Now I throw a couple dollars, I can get it. All right, you know, let's go to the back, or let me take you home. And it's, you know, that easy. That's what took the value away from it, the entertainment factor, because it was too easy. It just like, basically just like love, you know what I'm saying? Certain things do equate with love and sex in general, the relationship. They made it too easy, you know? So I understand where you're coming from, because that's what as I know about strippers and shit, that's what happened. Like, fuck all the dancing and shit now. Like, come on, let's just get straight to fucking, you know. So, honestly, you know, fuck all that dancing shit. All right, yeah, what we doing after this? Here goes some money. What we doing after this? And, you know, it took away from, and then now, too, a lot of strippers becoming brands. They really are brands and stuff now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so a lot of them they thinking about more of the, now they thinking about the future, but they thinking about more of that, who they are and stuff that, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Themselves.
Yeah, even bartenders come to stores and stuff. So, you know, like now you just got to use everything that's coming to you and just make it work for you. So.
Leverage that network.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
That's what's up, though.
Who you think started that brand and stuff? Pinky?
What, she started out as a stripper?
Yeah.
You know something? I don't know, because Superhead took it to another level too, but I don't think that she had got the money that she's supposed to. You know, I think Pinky did take it to another level because she was rapping and doing all that other shit too. So, but yeah, so I remember Superhead became more than, you know, just
But I'm feeling like Superhead was passed through parties. I mean, she was on that level, but she was passed through parties because of who she knew. I'm not going to, I mean, she was a brand in that circle, but it wasn't a brand fully out.
Yeah.
No doubt. I can see that. Dream, what... If you had to show what y'all are known for, like if I want to like fuck with the Dream, like I'm gonna fuck with y'all because of this, what would that be?
The entertainment part. Like fuck all the sexy stuff. We bring the atmosphere. We bring the entertainment. I mean, we used to throw parties. We used to have parties and niggas wasn't getting married. You know what I'm saying? We were dancing men, we dancing women, just the entertainment. Back in the day, we used to. And like $200-$300 on a fucking outfit with a theme with music and having niggas drool. It's the experience. They don't. I'm not knocking no dancers because every era is different. I just feel like because I still go to the club and see the chicks and dance and spread my love. They don't dance. They twerk. I've been twerking since they don't dance. They don't dance.
Yes.
And that pole work. That pole work. I love the pole work.
That's all they got right now. It's pole work. But once you go off that pole, what you gonna do? I have been in Mexican clubs, white clubs, black clubs, Jamaican clubs, any club you want, any aesthetic, anything. And I'm still getting that paper. They can't do that. That's why we was a dream team, because we was versatile. It didn't matter what we said. I think one time we danced in the chicken club.
Right.
Came out here and we killed that shit. Killed that shit. You got the money, you got the time.
Wow, she has
they don't entertain.
That's what's up.
That's it.
And I see a chick on the stage. I want her to get my pussy with before I even drop the money. If you can't do that, you can't get my money. And I don't want you to touch. Fuck with my mind, cause my body's right. Fuck with my mind.
Oh shit.
You fuck with me get mine. That's how we get the money. By the time we get you a dance, she's already in love.
Right.
Man, $400 just jumped out my pocket just now. What the fuck?
Where's my money go? $400 in the room.
Right,
can I please? Can you come talk to me in my room?
I remember I went to a strip club.
They paid for the passion and company. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they motherfuckers fucking awesome. For happy meal, gas in their car, fucking fashion over shit like that. Back then, us dancers or entertainers, we don't need a nigga for us to pay shit. We want that money. If you want to see that ass, we want that money. We got our own. We pay all our bills. We need you to pay for shit. And I think along the way, something happened, man. You got bitches pay for this, fashion them, man. Fuck that shit. Back in the day, half of us bitches wore a rainbow and kept pushing and had thousands of dollars in our pockets. With a $25 outfit. Come on now. They hustle.
Yeah, I knew this dude.
Yes.
Facts.
I knew this guy that he was like a real live pimp. And
no, and he
and he
pimps too?
through the clubs we worked, we did meet a couple of, personally, we met, I know of two that we met, and their girls kind of dance with us. They work the clubs, and they definitely partaked in the additional business opportunities after.
Additional membership.
Yeah, but they didn't know, they didn't dance with us. They weren't part of the our group. They just danced at the same club that we danced at.
Because Yo was a real live pimp, and Yo was like really an entrepreneur. Yo made his own outfit because he's a script too. And I was like, oh, I don't want to hear about your story. I want to hear about the girl's story. Like, oh, Yo Lang. He used to tell me, Yo Lang, Yo Porter, you know, this. He used to tell me his story, but he had real live girls and stuff. But he was so much of an entrepreneur. He made his own, he made that, his own outfits and their own outfits. And like, you would think, like, it was good. It was like, you would think, like, what? I don't care what type of outfit you got on, but he really took his time and made it. Like, he really had a song. Like, we went over his house, and like, he had a notebook, like a big folder full of females. He was like, which one you want? Like, you can pick which girls you want. Yeah. And it was in Rocky Mount. It was in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And he had a stripper pole in his house and all of that. Like, he was real live, like a pimp. And he took everything. Like, he had tryouts. I'm like, he had tryouts where the girls come in. Mm-hmm. Doing the stripper pole.
He took it seriously. And yeah, this probably, they make money. You ask a pimp, yeah, probably get to do something for like $25. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Back then, shit, I seen Flo. I know a bitch got three for getting sucking a little dick. Like, they, come on, you know? They just take y'all fucking for
nothing. Pennies. Yeah.
It did.
Yeah, it's not the same. You fucking, you fucking back. You know what I'm saying?
Because he met, and then like he still do it, like he be switching up girls, because, and then at the same time he had got a couple of them pregnant too, so he like, man, I gotta test the product.
Oh nah.
I'm like, yeah, oh, like, nah. Yeah. And then like last week we were talking about R. Kelly and stuff like that, and he was an older dude, but he had. Now, like, when you really think about certain things, and when people asking you, Andre, about how did you get in, like, some of these girls, like, what now when you think about it, like, I was young and dumb and full of cum and stuff, but but we, when you look at these girls now, you start thinking, because I'm a father of two girls, so I'm like, when you think about it, like, yo, these girls, like, straight up runaways, or they look like, straight up, like, I'm want to be rebellious. I want to be, nobody can't tell me what to do, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and a lot of them, now when I look back, a lot of them felt that, like, it was, that's what they were doing, being rebellious. And, like, he was just manipulation. Like, we party every day. This is our life. You know what I mean? Or you be like, look, like, if you like sexy, what place to, you know what I'm saying? That's a perfect place to be, if you like sexy. So he just, and then that's what the R. Kelly thing is. I felt like he just used that manipulation now. It's like, dang, he got all the little girls, the girls like that, to come in and rope them in and just show them the lifestyle. Now, was you like that too? Or is that lifestyle controlled you too? Or was it hard to get out of?
Hell no. It was not hard to get out of.
Not at all.
No, I like the fact that I had power over. I ain't gonna even say hallucination, it's just your mind. Like, I have what you want, and you cannot get it. Like, that's just it, you know. Don't touch me, you know, disrespect me, because I will beat your ass. I have been known to get a couple of niggas at the club and shut it down.
Oh, yes.
I have a temper. But I come to shape. But, nah, I mean, I took that money. Bam.
Hey.
You want to be a dominatrix? Hell yeah, right. White man coming to the club. You want to kiss my mouth for $75? You motherfuckers, you got it. Boom.
Hey, Dream. Do you be beating on bitches?
Sound like the Dream team is out here bullying.
I'm
kind of
getting this vibe.
Hey.
I got to slap a bitch today. I know that you killed me, so. I don't feel like slapping a bitch today.
You talk about it in a sexual way, I mean.
Right, right. I love how she's talking, but it's really aggressive.
Do I got a snap of it today?
Exactly.
A lot of people like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's always been interesting to me, like the concept of a strip club. Like, I understand it and I respect it. I don't got nothing against it, but it just be like, I just don't want to pay the BTs. Like, if I can't have it, I don't want to even think about not being able to get it. Like, and that'd be the whole thing. So that's why.
Nowadays, it's not like that. Nowadays, you can pay for it and get it.
Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, now it's like,
but that's still corny, too, though, to an extent, depending on your situation. Like, I'm not trying not nobody hustle, get it how you live. But I'm just saying, like, you know, for me, as personally, like, I just, you know, I don't see myself paying $20 to get in the club and then have to pay money to get a dance. And I can't even take you nowhere. Like, it's just like, throw my money.
And I'm going to keep it real with you. You be the one that spend all your money up in there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a fact. Like I said, I can't knock. Like, I respect it. Like, it be like, yeah, like, I don't want to go with you. You go like, damn, like, yo, you can do that. Like, oh, all right. But, yeah, you know.
Well, like, back in the day, it just used to be like, we used to be called counselors. I mean, we heard every odd story. You know, the wife, the girlfriend, the mom, the dad, the boyfriend, putting kids in school. He got a girlfriend, he got a wife, he got a tank over here, he got a baby on the way home. Over here. He was just a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
just to listen and just give your opinion.
Fact.
Now, a lot of the clubs...
Yeah, nah, but on the same note, hold on, but on the same note, like, it's definitely some strippers that I know, and it's like mad respect, like, entrepreneurs, love, all that shit, like, you know, like, for real, for real. What were you about to say, Porter?
A lot of the clubs up here now, they more like clubs, like, a lot of the strip clubs, they more like regular clubs, like, there'd be more females in there than guys, like, they be in there partying, like, The girls are like the second tier. Like, everybody coming in there in Baltimore now, a lot of them now just coming in at the party. The girls are like second tier. Niggas, people be forgetting the girls up there dancing. Like, oh, all right. Everybody else is there mingling and jingling. And it changed up so much. It changed up so much. So I'm like, oh man, like it really changed. And then a lot of times, you know, a lot of the girls are bi or just straight lesbians. So they, like I said, a lot of it just now it just just a big gumbo pot of what you want. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? So it's just so crazy now. That's why I'm like, oh man. And then especially now they serve, like, a lot of times they serve food. They just come in there like, yo, they got the best lemon pepper chicken wings in the city, like, like, you know what I mean? Niggas be sitting at the table at the bar eating and shit, like, damn, like, ass everywhere, but niggas sit there eating the full course meal and shit. That should be crazy.
Nah, for real, though. It'd be like $5 dances and shit. For real.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You said $5
dances. $5. I didn't see it. That's all I'm telling you. Like, go to the spot or whatever, like, the app, wherever. Like, it could be after night hour spot or whatever. Like, you just there. And, like, you got the food, you got the bar, they got the stage. It's like a regular club. People moving around. And then, like,
talk about, like, a liquor house.
Nah, I mean, look at how it could be. I don't know what y'all call it, but it was a club scene. Like, it was definitely like a club, but then you had like the little, like, on a notebook piece of paper, $5 dances or whatever, and then you seen the shorties walking around. Like,
oh wow, okay,
yeah, like, like, it's places like that, like, for real. This is within the last couple years I've been to a spot like that. I've seen it. I was just like, oh word, okay, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What they doing.
That's what they doing.
There you go.
That's what's being done, like, in the world that we live in. So, yeah.
Dream, do you have regulars that come in and see you when you used to dance? Do you have regulars that come in and see you all the time? They be like, I ain't giving no other bitch no money, except for Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Everybody. Everybody at least have about 5 or 6.
Who you here to see, Dream? Mm. Me too.
That's only for the new ones, though. The new ones are the only ones that have to ask. The ones, the regular girls that are there, they already know, oh, shit, he here for, or he's here for. They already know.
Right.
What about you, Anomaly? When you was dancing, did people request you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
They also requested the dream team. They requested.
How many chicks was in the dream team?
Six.
Now tell me a story. Tell me a story where y'all seen a person that y'all were like, oh my goodness, that first that y'all was surprised to see, and it was second, like y'all didn't want nobody to see y'all in there, like y'all your cousin or something. I know that had to.
My pastor.
What? Your pastor. I was just about to say, somebody from the church. Your pastor came in there.
Nah.
Both of y'all looking at each other like,
I want to hear this.
Hold on. Was it on
a
Saturday night or Sunday?
It was like a bachelor party. So everybody's getting ready. So, okay, he's about to come out. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I hit him with the, excuse me, with the one hand up. Like, nah, I can't.
Excuse me, ma'am. Let me see what the Lord did for ya.
Yeah.
Not for one hand, though.
It's between me, you, and the Lord.
No.
Did you go to church the next Sunday?
I absolutely did. Because I was scared
shitless.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I believe, what about you? Say anything somebody see?
I don't think I had anybody that I didn't want to see me, just because I just didn't have anybody, but I did have somebody that I knew previously, and it was just like, oh, wow, okay. And that was a girl that I went to college with.
Okay. Now, I seen classmates. Now, me personally, I seen classmates. I seen classmates. I seen, matter of fact, my one of my family girlfriend at the time. You know, and they was rocking at the time, but she had just started. And she was like, she ain't want me to tell and things like of that nature, you know. And I was like, oh my goodness. They're like, I didn't know she was working like that. I was like, oh my goodness. But she was very popular. And it made me look at her totally different too, because she was so popular. And then I'm like, hold up, this ain't your first time doing it. You just popped.
You thought it was a first night.
Like, yeah, she tried to make it seem like, oh, this is something right now. I'm just trying to get over him and doing all this. Nah, you very popular. Something ain't right. This ain't. You up there doing this spider on the pole now. You very good. You doing a deep block workout on You doing a deep block workout on that pole. You very good. Like, shit. Yeah, but it's just funny, man. You know, touch. You know, and like I said, just when people figure out, you know, I can't judge. And that's the first thing I'll be telling people, man. I can't judge you. You know what I'm saying? As long as if you gotta go, you stick to it, or if this is something that you like, you know what I'm saying? I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yeah, and that's the main thing. Get what you need to get out of it. Really, if you're looking to get educated from it, get your education. You know, you just need a tuition money. Get it and go. You know, if you really like this shit, make a career out of it. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. So, Andrew, what is something that, you know, like a lot of people don't, you know, understand or don't see that goes on in the background that, you know, that you think that people should know, that, you know, that like it's like the everyday struggle or like encouragement for the people that's going through it now?
Regardless if a bitch fucks with money, dance on the floor, however they get it, that is a deep hurt or something, a goal they're trying to get. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can't judge them because they're dancing and shaking their asses. I knew a girl, she had selling and she couldn't get a job. She wanted a job. That's all she could do. She said, a kid. I graduated with a chick man's teeth. Badass degree. Couldn't get a job in her fucking field. We had to do what we had to do. Just like you got the drug dealers out here, people to clean shit off the street. It's everybody's out here trying to hustle. All these bitches out here weak. a lot of these bitches got minds. They got education. They raising their kids. They raising their son. Don't get me wrong. 10% of these bitches is racist fuck. Okay, I'm gonna just put that out there. But the rest of them, they good. Some of them, all they know is how to sell their pussy because their mama sell their pussy. Their grandma sell their pussy. That's all they know. That's how they get. That's how they live to survive to put food on their plate, clothes on their back. You know, y'all gotta respect. You gotta respect all of them. Everybody got a hurt and pain. That's how they deal with this shit.
Yeah. And coming from the corporate world too, everybody can't be CEO. Everybody can't. Everybody can't be the manager. It's you gotta play your position. And that's what you gotta play your position and know your position. Once you know your position, if it's not for you, then figure out what position is right for you. So you know what I'm saying? And like if you love your job, you love your job. Like if you love scripting, try. I know drug dealers been selling drugs forever. That's what they all they know, that's what all they know. Some of them don't wanna change and some of them do. The ones that don't wanna change, okay. Now, if you don't want to change, how not to get caught or how not to, you know what I'm saying, hurt the community or whatever you're doing, you know what I mean? But, like, everybody, like, people got this perception or society make us feel bad or what job. Like, some people got to be the trash man. Some people got to clean the toilet. You know what I'm saying? Like, society make us feel bad or the job that sometimes that we have to get or sometimes that we choose to get. So, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, just make it work for you. You know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't hurting nobody, that's the main man. So, that's how I got a lot of shit with it. Because society do make us feel like scripting is wrong. People took it away from it was entertainment at first.
Yeah.
It was strictly entertainment. Then, you know, a sexual entertainment, then it became more naughty and more, you know,
taboo.
Because you said something about real sex on HBO. Now, I watched real sex on HBO. It was like, back in the, as a child, I was like, oh my goodness. Like, they made it into like a real, like educational shit. Like,
sex is big business.
Yeah, it's big business, man. They're not going to go away. And that's what I was just about to say. Now, everybody got a cam soda or OnlyFans shit. Like, regular women, like,
a premium.
You know, yeah, you gotta watch her. She show you a little. She be like, she dance for a minute. Oh, watch the rest of me for $5.99. Like what? Like what?
Bye. Only for 3 days.
Yeah, girl, bye. Like girl, bye. You can watch, it. But that's that. That's another hustle. And the hustle don't stop. The marathon continues. So that's the way to feed your family, and that's the way that you ain't hurt nobody. And when a nigga don't even got to touch you, and they paying you $5.99,
yeah, that's some bread.
You winning.
You got it up.
You winning for an hour, not even 30 minutes. And what's the peep shows? You remember the peep shows back in the days? Niggas put quarters in for a minute. Niggas put quarters in for a minute. Shit. Yeah. Oh shit. She unpopped that bra, so I got to pay another quarter to see take what to.
And they were paying quarters too.
Yeah, like shit.
Quick, somebody give me change for $1.
Yeah. Hurry up, boy.
Yeah. Like, everything's a hustle. Yeah, you get bad. Then next minute, she put her clothes back on. You got to start all back over again.
Exactly. Like,
damn.
You got to start all over. Shit.
But Dre, how do you feel when you hit these women out here and be like, I'm a boss ass bitch or I'm a boss bitch, but they haven't done what it took to get to where you are or they not even doing it, period. How does that make you feel?
First of all, if you have to say you're a boss bitch, you ain't one.
Yeah,
amen.
I can't even have no conversation with you. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. I can't even give you my knowledge because you always think you got it. You got it. You're a boss bitch. You're not a boss bitch. I mean, if you ain't got your own house, you ain't got your own car, you ain't paying for shit. You ain't got no stocks, you ain't got no bonds, you ain't got no CDs, you ain't got money here, you ain't got money there. But you ain't no boss bitch. You the average hustling woman like everybody else. That's just it.
Yeah. Look around. The crazy shit. The funny shit, like women now, like I love Cardi B, but a lot of girls got Cardi B on their wall. be like, I'm gonna be just like you, bitch. Be that you winning. This bitch made something to nothing.
Ashley started from the bottom. She got a teeth and all stuff. She was a stripper. She fought. She fucked.
She did.
Cardi earned it.
Yeah, Cardi earned it. But everybody's story is that. And when I say put it on the poster, like, girls really out of, like, you supposed to take that, like, okay, boom. Let me take what she did, or she did, she, another girl that just like me, let me take it and flip it. Not just follow her footsteps and the shit. Like she said, she did a lot of cruddy shit at the same time, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is they don't understand that the percentage of females who go that from a strip club that actually make it, that percentage is so low, they're just seeing that person or those handful of people, but it usually does not turn out that way.
No, that's just like sports. Like,
yeah.
I was just telling my nephews that the other day, I'm like, look, man, it's two things. Getting your school work, working out and going to school, you know what I'm saying? So if you love sports, work out, you know, work out, get better into track, but still make sure school is your school. I told them, matter of fact, I told them three things. Make sure school or find a trade. Because a lot of times we forget too. A trade trade is still going to be there. If you know how to put it up and fix a car, do something.
How many going to college? How many are educated?
And that's what I was telling them, man. A lot of females actually think that Cardi way, like a lot of that shit doesn't happen. Or Amber Rose, a lot of that shit is very rare, like few and far between. You know what I'm saying? So,
understand this: that ass will sag, them titties will drop, and if you ain't got nothing at hand, you it's nothing. That pussy will get dropped with age, because it's gonna be some fresh type pussy out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dime.
No pussy, no pussy.
I used to get picked up for bringing my schoolwork in the strip club in the dressing room, fucking studying for exams and shit. When I go on the stage, come back, bust it. Ah, bitch, you ain't never gonna be shit. Ah, da 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 da. No, you
right. They at the same spot.
So I'm like, whatever. Boom. Ah, you ain't gonna boom. Yes.
You ain't gonna be shit.
Y'all degree. You know what? But I am shit. I'm more than shit.
You are but I'm still shit. Hungry.
I still, and it's no disrespect, because maybe in that era they felt like, well, shit, if I can't get out, you can't get out. Nah, bitch, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get
exactly
out. I'm going to get
that education.
Yeah.
Respect the game.
So, Rio, yeah, I tell you that. I'm going to tell y'all a quick little side story, too, real quick. All right, so we had these, me and my homeboys had these strippers and shit, like a team of strippers. Now, I was with a bunch of, like, older guys, like, they hustlers and, you know, they race, they do a lot of different things, you know, get money. So, me, I was, like, one of the few and far between that really worked. At that time, I worked at two jobs. I was doing my thing, stacking up money, but I was the most legalest guy in the bunch. So, we had these girls. We had these girls for like a weekend. Like they were so cool. Like they loved us so much. They came back again for like the whole weekend. Got them for like one of our homies had a birthday, so we got them for the night. Boom. We had fun. You know, good time. They stayed for the next night. So they came back. The rest of them came back for the next night. And we're like, we talking and everybody. So the reason why I say this, it was like my captain saved the whole moment. Like we were just all talking. And they're like, oh, Larry, what you do? I'm like, yeah, man, I work here and I work there. You know, I'm trying to save money and this, that, and third. It's like, yeah, I'm like, I wasn't passing out, throwing out money like that. I was recycling money. Kind of like a herb at that time. Like, my old kids giving me money and, like, you know, tossing it and anything. But then, you know, going back in the room and shit happens. But I was that captain saving her for money. I was like, yeah, why y'all doing this? Like, wow.
Like, let's all go to the school tomorrow.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like,
stop.
What you like to do? She was like, it was her name was Strawberry, typical name. But she was just like, yeah. Like she was just telling me, we were just sitting in there. She was just like, I'm like, yeah, what you like to do? What you like to do with your life? And now, but I look back at it, it's just so funny because we were really like having a heart to heart. Then the rest of them started coming in there, like, we was all sitting in my room, like, on the floor, like, Indian style and shit. Like, we had the blood, and the drinks and shit. We was just passing it around. Like, somebody like, yeah, you know, I like, I could draw. I like, bitch, I could draw. Like, we was just in that business. Yeah, we was just, I like, yeah, girl, pursue your dreams. like I said, and then like I'm like, yo, you know, just take an art class. Do this, this. I like just do this. You know, it's cheap. I said, look, you're one night a stripper. Like one night you can pay. You go to community college. Bam, you're good. You know what I'm saying? Just see what it works for you. Like the same how I'm talking. To, like that's how it works. And all of we smoking and drinking. All of them like, yeah, girl, you know something. You know, I like to drive. Bitch, get your CDL. I told one girl to get a CDL. CDL. Like, we was just that bitch talking. Like, my niggas was so mad at me. Like, them bitches came out. They were stripped no more. They was in there trying to cook. They wanted to be our friends. Like, niggas looking at me like, what the fuck you just say? Like, the bitches in there. Niggas
want
the fuck
this
shit.
Yo.
No. They weren't focused. It just comes down to them not being focused. No, yeah. It's not about that. I mean, yeah, they could have had that in their heads already.
Yeah.
If it took somebody to tell them that, they weren't focused. And it was good to hear it and them to start off and say, yeah, I'm going to do that, but when it all came down to it and things got hard again, all those dreams that they had, they dropped and then they just kept on going. And that's not what they needed. That's not the kind of attitude a hustler / quote unquote boss bitch has.
Yeah, because like we were just in there talking, like they maybe just needed to hear it. So like niggas, and then niggas, you know how niggas, y'all too know how niggas get when they really want some pussy and shit. Niggas get too aggressive and shit. Niggas get really horny. I'm like, the girls in that bitch wanted to cook. They cut the music on. They were sitting there wanting to play the video game with us and shit. Niggas was like, yo, you gotta take those bitches home.
I'm like, right? For real.
Nah,
you fucked up the party, you take them home.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, damn, y'all. I'm sorry. They wanted to be listened to. They wanted to be somebody listen to them one time. Like, that's what I told y'all, like, yeah, I told y'all, like, you know, disclaimer, that's a disclaimer, yeah. My cat to save a whole moment, you know, my cat, man, you know, I would have had that day. Participating locations were not prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this soundboard, subject to change without notice. Sound effects dry mouth, occasional pigs snort or two, sore stomach, teary eyes, sticky jaws, and liver tingles, well, laughing hard. Niggas really get when they be what is a pussy, too. Niggas was bad. I mean, niggas was salty.
Only imagine.
Yeah, niggas sucked.
I can see why they was mad.
I do too. But they was just, they came back on the humble. Like, they came back on the humble anyway. So we're like, niggas didn't expect it. But then, niggas like, oh, hold up. We about to get some pussy again. Oh, hell yeah. Like,
yeah, I feel like that wouldn't have happened with the Dream Team.
Yeah, the dream
not at all. She's like, bitch, if you don't go in the bathroom, get your shit together and get back out there in the game.
You would have got punched in the mouth.
Did you know you'll be $50? You know, you better. Exactly. I took you down here. I brought you down here for these things.
Right, take your ass back upstairs and get that money.
Yo, I fell out the trap. Like.
Excuse me, lad.
But Dream, he made me want to follow my dreams. Bitch, you'll get your ass back upstairs.
No, this is what pays you to be able to follow your dream. So get to work.
Bitch, what make you
real happy? And she would have said, you know, I like driving, and I would have paid for her to get her CDO, and then would have put her in a fucking truck so she can own it, so she can start her own business. That's how a boss bitch thing. We don't say we're boss bitch. This is, oh, you want to support my dream? I need help. I'm dancing with my titties in your face. Yeah, shorty, I got you. But this class costs this, that, and I need this. And all the while, that nigga's paying you. And guess what? You done already got your dream off of
him. Damn.
Boss bitch status.
Boss bitch status.
You talking to me about my dreams, I'm telling you, either you gonna help me or you hindering me. Either you gonna help me, you not. You not gonna help me, then I gotta move on because I'm trying to get some shit.
Right, you gotta know what your end goal
and
is.
Pay me to play video game. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
they just sit there and chill.
Beat your ass in video game.
They became like homegirls and shit. They became like and then the funny shit, real rap. Like they was coming back. Like a lot of them coming back chilling. Like you know, saying, "Oh, what y'all doing this weekend?" Like, chilling. I'm chilling with my girlfriend. Like I had to tell her like. I'm chilling with my girlfriend.
With my girlfriend.
Yeah. I just call me back when you're free.
He told me he had a girlfriend.
All right. You going out tonight? I don't know. I got to see with my girlfriend. Like, I'm really, like, I'm trying to stress it. I got to see what my girlfriend going to do. You know?
Okay, Larry.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be at Oscars tonight. We're going to be at Oscars. Y'all come to Oscars.
So,
okay.
All right.
So can we get like a Dream Team classic? Like,
probably not. I think we got out at a good time while we're still high.
So no reunion tour.
Hell no.
Like that. Like, yeah. Just, nah, 365 you just got back together. We can't get a dream team reunion.
We're all settled. We where we want to be. We don't know going back. We did it, we conquered.
Okay. That'd be dope.
That's how you do it, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
The dream. Yeah, peep how she's talking, man. Because what she's saying is actual, factual. You know what I'm saying? Growth, success. She got in when she was in. She got out while the iron was still hot. So she left on top. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like she dwindled down and she faded away. Nah, she left in her prime.
Yeah.
So now she on legendary status. Now she got her brand going on. She got her businesses. She got her Instagram shit popping. So now that heat can funnel over there. It's like, what's the next big thing she doing? Because that was just like a transition phase in our life. Like, yeah, she beautiful. Yeah, she bad. Yeah, she got a brain. You know what I'm saying? But now she could take that and package it into severe branding into what she got going on now. So now her stilettos and shit going to be popping. Who knows what's in store for her in the future? Much love to you, Dream. You got it, baby.
Yeah. I try.
Yes.
Yes. That shit dope. Anything on your mind right now, Dream, before we get out of here?
No, just, I mean, whoever you are, just keep grinding. Don't let nobody, you know, tear you down. Not even to yourself. You know, just keep grinding. There is no ceiling unless you make it one.
Big fact.
I had a quick question. Quick question for you, Dream. Doing all this, did this make you look at the male species differently? Like, how do you feel about that?
That's a real interesting
question. As a woman, I look at them differently. Period. But what do you mean? Like, y'all men.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean.
So, what's your opinion on men?
Yeah.
Do you, when you fall in love, do you look at it differently? Do you consider being married?
Wait.
She said she'd never fall in love.
Fall in love again.
Okay. I would never fall in love again. I would never get married again. Been there, done that. I wouldn't do that again. Men.
You still like dick, right?
Huh?
You still like dick, right?
Well, I have a truck full of them. I mean, actually, girl,
that's my girl.
I mean, you know, batteries, no batteries, but that's another story. That's another topic. But I mean, I think when you fall in love, you kind of not lose yourself, but you start focusing more on love and what that person wants and what that person don't want, and if they look at you funny. I'm at a point of time now, I'm just gonna focus on me. Nothing wrong with a man, period. But what I'm trying to do, I can't. It's a distraction. Y'all are a distraction. No distraction.
Unless he come to the table and say, look, baby, let's get your dream out the way, and then we work on my dream next.
Nah, then that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Nah, why can't you work on them at the same time? Nah. Yeah, you can work on them at the same time.
You can't. Okay, but when it comes to a man, sometimes, with people general, when one is getting it and the other one is holding you down, and then it's time for the other one to get it, by then, that person don't want to hold you down while you get it. They want you to continue to pull them up while they keep going. So, don't get me wrong. I love y'all black men. I do. But in order for where I'm at to continue to make it wise more, because I don't want to settle. I want more. That's a distraction right now. I mean, y'all fine. I mean, oh my God, but you can't do it. Not right now. And then there ain't no really good men out there. I'm just going to keep it real. It's not. Okay. Y'all as bad as women are.
So how do we get better?
Right.
How do we get better? Well, okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this off from home. These women that's raising these young-ass women that's raising these kids, start being a mother. So when you're raising your kids, your daughters, or these men is raising their sons, I don't care if they're by yourself. I don't want to hear that shit. Oh, I wasn't raised with a mother. I ain't had no father. Man, fuck that shit. Back in the day, a lot of us didn't have that shit, and we still came on top. Stop using that as an excuse. Raise these women to be women, queens, and all this shit. Raise these men to be fucking men. You know what I'm saying? Good ass men. Everybody got some shit with them. But these good men, it's that,
I had a question, that's true, if you think about this, I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a second. But if you think about this, say if everybody took that advice and became the model citizen and the best man and the best woman, would you go out of business?
What do you mean would I go out of business?
Like, would it be no more strippers and no more, you know what I'm saying, the dancing and none of that?
You understand, dance was back when fucking Moses went to the damn mountains and shit, and then he came back from the mountains, and it was fucking jazz, dance, the person, fucking each other, brothers and sisters, and wow, that shit been going on way before we here. That shit will always exist. That shit will always exist. You never go out of business. That's when you never go out of business.
No.
Never.
No doubt. I don't see it ever not trending anymore. Like.
Yeah, that's going to be forever. It's going to be forever. Unless it's just all robots.
Japan, they got it right.
That's the new kink. That's the new kink. Yep. They have some here too.
Oh,
they're just expensive.
They like $2,000, yo. That's an expensive.
$2,000, that's cheaper than a Birkin. Who cares?
You can build your own, depending on where you go and the features that you have, you can build your own, like what you want her to look like. You can program her what you want her to say. I mean, they're falling in love with them.
Yeah, I mean, they everything they wanted somebody to be, and they are not judged, and they can do whatever they want with this thing, whenever they feel like it.
Sometimes you want to smell before the bones. I mean, I'm just gonna keep it real. The first class of the day, I want to smell some smelly balls, armpits. I want you in top of me sweating like a fucking monkey, like you two African motherfuckers. Hey, you can't, you know what I mean? That's a good thing, you know.
Yo, Dream, like, give me my money, motherfucker. Yo! You already know what it is, man. It's Jay Who the Press, a.k.a. Reed. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
You already know. Real deal. You in the building. Let's get it.
In another league. What's up, babe?
That was another good one. Everybody, play safe.
Everybody, play safe. Larry Porter for the DMV. What it do, my man?
Man, that was another great one. Great one, man. That's like, hey, can't wait to the next one.
Can't wait to the next one. And our special guest, The Dream. What it do, girl? How you been?
I'm good, silly. How are you?
On behalf of Way Nation, man, we just want to say we appreciate you spending time with the family. We enjoyed you. We'd love to have you back. Is there any last words?
Anytime y'all can have me back. Nah, just keep your head up. Keep doing what you do.
There you got it. You got Andrea the Dream. Follow her on Instagram. Fuck with her. Spend money with her. You already know what it is.
Heard you.